they have problem with the natives, like when the Chinese come to America, they will have problem with the Americans. But you seem to have had problem with Chinese who do not speak the same dialect, right? Does it make you feel kind of funny that you're all Chinese and yet cannot get along that well?
Well, it's not getting along. I think some due to my own fault. I think I sort of like isolate myself also. I don't think I can blame for the situation at that time solely because therefore I think partially it's my own fault.
How about the American students? Did you get along well with them?
Surprisingly, quite well. I get along with my school teacher quite well.
Did the American students pick on you in any way? Did you have fights with them? Did you have a word fight with them or what?
Not that I can remember. Because, you know, when people run into trouble, I think mostly they... I don't encounter that kind of problem because I don't participate in the activity that much. I'm sort of, because my mental condition or situation at home make me act like a lonely individual. I'm not as outgoing as I am today or after the first 4 years.
Did your parents realize that you were very lonely and tried to do something about it? Or they just took it as something natural?
I think they took something as natural. Yes. Because I think my father is quite busy in the business. And I don't really demand, you know, I just, most of the things are hidden inside me.
Usually in one day, how much time do you see your father, let's say? Do you eat dinner together?
Yes, this is about it, you know, just eat dinner together.
At the dinner table, do you converse or do you just eat?
It's sad for me to say that we don't convert very little.
Well, that's a typical old-fashioned Chinese family. They just not to dinner that, time, they just eat.
Not to that severe. I don't... I think in my case, quite severe. Because, you know, first of all, you know, I was afraid that if I say something wrong or stupid, I might get an unfavorable reaction from my father. So to...
What kind of reaction would it be, unfavorable, with a slap in the face?
Oh, no. I don't think anything fits.
Scolding?
I think more or less, I would say, insult or...
A scolding?
Yeah.
Who runs the family? Who's the head of the family in your home?
Well, like any most Chinese family, I think the male member run the family.
Was your father an educated man, or did he just know how to make money for the family?
I don't think my father is considered an educated man, but he didn't know how to conduct his business. He's a practical man. I can also say he's a good man. I think our misunderstanding, our distance that we created, it just because we don't see each other when you're a baby or kid. You know, it's the distance is created because of lack of body contact, lack of understanding. It no one fault. I don't blame my father for the situation. I don't blame myself. It's just created.
Well, I don't think it did you that bad because you are a very successful man in business. You are a successful family man, you have a nice family, so that early feelings probably didn't affect you much.
In fact, it helped.
In what way did it help?
Well, make me less dependent on my parents, make me feel, I think more. You know, a lot of people are very fortunate, they have beautiful family and life is so easy. They have a tendency of not think about anything. And because of me having that kind of situation exists in my younger day, I think a lot. I learned how to conduct myself. I think the final analysis, I think it helped me more than hurt me. And when I look at today's young people problem, I fully understand their situation. It is so, it is parallel to mine. Because right now, we have many young people that immigrate to this country. Their father sent money to Hong Kong. With that kind of income, their father is supporting them in Hong Kong. They live quite well. And they mango wood, they live in a better circle in Hong Kong. Okay? And because they speak different dialect, and they always think their parent is doing great in America. And so when they finally immigrate over here, they find out their father not as well to do as they expected. And they have the distance between them like I had with my parents. And they might even find that their income become inadequate. The mother may have to go work. And I think the situation is very similar to mine. And I think they expressed their frustration more outwardly than I did. And as I observed the situation, I think the older people didn't show that much concern.
You mean the older people at that time or now?
Now. I think they rather have the problem disappear. When you have more than one individual, when you have 10, 100 or whatever, they become more vocal. They become more outwardly show their frustration. I don't think they're bad kids. I really don't believe they're bad kids. I think that the community should show a little bit more concern rather than trying to shy away from the problem.
What would you suggest that the Chinese community should do now, considering the fact that you could see problems ahead of these young immigrants?
Okay, I'll give a good example. The older Chinese always tells me that they are misbehaved. They don't act in a manner that they expected. However, I attended one Chinese Physician Society dinner. And for the first time, I experienced that they invite the young people from Tin Post to address their problem at the meeting. And I felt that they behaved quite well, and I think their problem is legitimate. And I think the leadership are not giving them an opportunity to voice their problem.
Now, the Tin Post, are the members usually native-born Chinese or those from the old country?
I would say majority from the old country.
You think so? Oh, because I don't know about this at all, huh? Well, so is someone doing something along that line that you know of?
Yes, but I think it's not enough.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I think, because, you know, remember, we are Chinese, okay? They, someday, they are our futures. What it, of course, I don't mean solely because they are our leader. Okay? They are part of our futures. Okay, they are Chinese. We must be concerned.
So let's hope that pretty soon someone will really take a lead to do something like that to help to solve the problem. But at the moment, what are some of your associations? Are they usually Chinese or non-Chinese?
Mostly Chinese.
Do you have Chicano friends?
Oh yeah, I have friends.
Is it business friends or outside of business?
I say mostly business friends.
Do you have any black friends?
A few, but one was in the army. My very close friend happened to be black.
Mm. Do you still associate with him?
I think he moved out in the south after he got discharged. But one was in the service. We got along quite well, and we have a lot of fun together.
Other than that, what else did he do for you or with you to make you feel that he's really a nice man?
Well, we communicate quite well. We have fun together. We work in the same office. And when he got discharged, and he called me, we went out to dinner, and he subsequently got married, and I met his wife. And he's just a, to me, he's a very nice individual. I don't think, to me, people, deep down, they're not that much different. Because I feel that a lot of these problems we created. You know, we're creating our own problem. You know, I would say right now to my kids, I said, very few things are impossible. I said, if Nixon and Chairman Mao can sit down and have tea together, if nothing is impossible. You know, I look at that those two individuals as the biggest adversary in the 50s or the 60s. So if we had put in our effort, I think we can accomplish the impossibility.
Well, let's hope. Now, right now, do you feel that you're more Chinese or more American? What are you?
That's a good question. I can be both. But I was, if I have to give an answer, I say I'm still more Chinese than American.
I see. Then, did you ever feel sorry for being a Chinese?
Oh no, I'm very proud. Mm-hmm. I'm Chinese. Anytime I have a chance to get up to say something in front of the Chinese, I always say how proud I'm because I'm Chinese.
When you were looking for a house to rent or to buy, did you come across any difficulty because you are Chinese?
I think I had been very fortunate. I have not come across that kind of situation I heard so much about. All my neighbors have been quite nice to me. So I think I'm very fortunate.
But did you know of some friends or relatives having problems that way because they are
Chinese?
Can you name one or two instances?
Well, I can name, for instance, my father. Okay. Because he told me at one time, when he bought the house at the Wilton Place, and the neighbor told him that he cannot live in the house. He can own the house and rent to the Caucasian, but he cannot live there.
But what year was that approximately?
That's 1948.
Then what happened? Did your father buy the house?
Yeah, he bought the house and he lived there and nothing happened. I think that's a, I think that's threatening him at that time.
All right, can you name another incident?
Not in great detail. I heard people said different things, but not in great detail.
Now, right now, when anyone in your family got sick, do you still use Chinese herb to get well, or Western medicine?
Oh, I say mostly Western medicine.
You don't use any Chinese herbs at all?
Occasionally.
For instance, what?
Well, man gam yao. Something done.
All right. Explain to me, what is man gam yao, similar to what in American?
Well, I would say similar to vick. You know, we have a cold, thing like that.
How about the something done? That would be.
You know, you have stomach ache, thing like that.
So some kind of a cold medicine.
Yeah,
right?
And we use some, then some, fake some. You know.
Well, what is fake some?
It is American ginseng.
A ginseng. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What do you use it for?
Well, my wife said, you know, in case you eat hay, you know, you drink that. It's sort of like, I don't know how to explain this. They explain, someone told me that your body, you behave like the universe. You know, your system not in harmony. Either you are high or low. I think certain things will bring them down, certain things will bring them up.
Fake sam is different from golai sam, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And do you know the use of golai sam?
Not really.
I see. All right. Now, then, now, do you ever eat anything that's cooked with herbs?
I must have.
But you don't recall. In other words, you are not using it now.
Well, my wife did all the cooking, and.
All right. Now, then, for your recreation wing, what do you like to do?
Oh, I love to travel to different cities. And.
Do you like to play mahjong?
No.
Do you like to play music?
I love music.
Do you like to?
I don't play any instrument, but I like music.
Do you like to watch the ball games?
Oh yeah.
What kind?
Football, basketball.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Okay, and how about movies?
Movie, not too much. I play golf a little bit. I like photography.
That is your hobby?
Yeah.
Are you still doing it for fun?
Not right now. I've been very busy. I don't really have that much time. But I took photography in high school. I enjoyed taking pictures.
Now then, do you still have relatives in China or friends in China that you write to?
No.
I see. Now then, let's see. Do you join any associations, like your produce association?
Yes.
Or your, you do? What kind, what do you call that?
Produce dealer and broker association.
Of Chinatown?
No. It's just the whole industry.
The whole industry,
yeah.
I see.
And I also, I'm the president of the Louis Association.
Louis Association, I see. And how much dues do you have to pay for your produce association, a year or a month?
Well, this this particular association, they also take care of insurance, the pension, thing like that. So we pay monthly over, say, about $700.
$700 a month?
Just including all the insurance.
Oh,
everything.
Oh, I see. Insurance for your workers,
yeah,
and all that.
The health, medical insurance.
Oh,
one second,
yes,
please.
Yes.
Hello? Yes? Kenny? Hey, you are Alan. Hey, man. Oh, okay.
Now, so this association is, oh, I've got to stop, but that's okay. This association is $700 a month. That's quite a little bit for a year, isn't it? Because for your size of business.
Yeah. Right now, all this taken care by my brother. I really don't know that much detail, but we know.
I mean, approximately.
I say approximately $700
a month.
Uh-huh.
But that includes the
health
workers'
insurance,
workers'
compensation,
and all that.
And
not just the membership
dues.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I see. All right. How about the Louis Association, the family association? How much a year, or do you just donate?
Just donate.
Any
just
amount
donate
that you feel like?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
May we know approximately how much you yourself donate to the association? You don't have to.
No, it's just depend on the
several
individual.
Hundred a
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I say it's around there.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, do you? What would you consider is the most important family in Los Angeles? Is it the Chan Family Association or the Louis or the or the Sam? You yourself consider is the most important, or does it matter?
I hate to sound like a politician, but I think all family important. I don't think no such thing as who's important. The important are together is important. No, I don't think one family can claim where they're important. I think it would be a mistake for someone to claim where they're most important. I think together we're very important.
The togetherness of
yes,
all the associations.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wonderful point of view. Then how about individuals? Which particular person in Los Angeles that you consider is quite prominent, or more than one person?
Well, again, different people have different contribution to different things. Many important people, many prominent people that I know of. It's so numerous, it's difficult to name every one of them. I think, to me, anyone contribute to the Chinese community well-being is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people want people to contribute to a community and hoping for position or for name, whatever, I think that's wrong. I think those recognition to come natural rather than some interviews, I know there are people say, if I contribute so much money, I demand this and that. I think that's a mistake. Things should be happen in a natural fashion, just like respect. We can only earn the respect rather than demand respect. And no such thing as demand for respect. I know many people may not be well known in the community, but I know they have done a great deal.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now then, the Chinese that you know, after they save up the money, what do they do with the money? Have you any idea? With the people that you know, do they send them back to China? Or do they gamble it away, or what do they do?
I think most Chinese here, overseas Chinese, they're they save their money. In fact, I know many overseas Chinese been here for. Hey.
Now, would you consider the Chinese in Los Angeles have done better or worse in general? Are we doing better than 40 years ago or something like that?
I hate to make a statement and regret it on, but
nevertheless,
I will make it anyway. I think in general, I think Chinese are behind other so-called minority. We have done a great deal in the recent year. However, I don't think, given potential, they have not done enough. We are behind politically, we are behind culturally. I always look at the Japanese community, and I saw what they have accomplished, and what we have accomplished. In comparison, only in comparison, you can see a difference. I think life as a whole is relative. We all have to compare. I hope we'll do better. I hope we'll be more unified in our effort to achieve what other minorities have achieved for the betterment of everyone, for the youth, for our next generation.
Now, you as a father, are you eager to have more sons than daughters?
I have four. I'm very lucky. I have two boys and two girls. I feel I'm more close to the girl than the boy. They're all good kids. I love them all. And they are no way can be considered perfect, but I think they are a wonderful kid. I'm very happy, and they are doing well in school. They well behave, and I took everyone back to Hong Kong, Taiwan, and two.
How many years ago?
Oh, my oldest daughter been Hong Kong in the 5 years, Taiwan, Singapore, Bangkok, Japan. Quite a few times.
Oh.
And she have many friends in Hong Kong. And my daughter speak decent Chinese.
Well, that's wonderful.
Each one, even the youngest one, have been to Hong Kong and Taiwan.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, then, what do you think of interracial marriage? That's too far to worry
about. I do have opinion on that. I cannot predict the future. You know, they're working smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. At the present time, it's okay for the wife and husband. I think the offspring are the one that could have potential problem. Mm-hmm. You know, because when you mix. I don't think can be accepted by both sides or by either side. Mm-hmm. I think they might feel that they don't have a definite belonging. I think right now, even among the black in this country, everyone's seeking identity. There's a problem not between the wife and husband. The end result is the children. It cannot be predicted. Mm-hmm. How would they live their life.
Now, when your children were small, did you see to it that they attended Chinese school? Do they all speak Chinese?
Unfortunately, no. They do in a very small degree. Mm-hmm. However, but they do had a chance to meet many Chinese in the 5 years, and among our family friends, mostly Chinese. So I think the concept is not all westernized.
Now then, Do you know of many Chinese still wanted to return to China to die or to live forever?
I don't know. I think maybe among the older people, I think among the younger ones, even myself, you know, I feel that this is my home.
Mm-hmm. America is your home. Now then, do you see many Chinese actors taking the part of a Chinese in a picture?
I think more than before.
More than before. What do you think of the way they portray the Chinese?
Better than before.
Better than before.
I think this stereotype Chinese in the 20s and 30s is absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Now then, what types of jobs would you consider to be ideal for your children?
Whatever they like is ideal. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing, it's individual different.
All right, now, can you tell me the best years of your life?
To me, experience is different, but yet it's interesting.
I mean, the best years of your life.
Well, I think the best year of my life is when I first married my wife.
You didn't have much money then.
Well, money is not everything.
I see.
You know, that's why I told many fortune tellers that the idea of fortune is misinterpreted. You know, money is not the sole